Good morning. Welcome to Troll Radio Review. Yay. Here we are at the awesome Fort George Brewery, getting ready for some great music today. We're going to have music today from the Sharon Hartley Band. And we've got Randy and Ray. We've got our very own Troll Radio House Band. And we might check in with Mr. Stinky Toadwort. We'll see what happens there. Troll Radio Review is a collaborative effort of Coast Community Radio and Fort George Brewery and Public House. It's a fun event. We've been doing it for almost 21 years. Having a good time. We're glad that you're here to join us today. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly. Welcome to the show. Going to hear more from all those musicians as the show progresses. Good to see so many smiling faces here today. Let's see. We're glad you're here. It's April, and I was gone last month, off in Mexico, having a great time, but I understand the show went on without me. Hope it went well. I know Nancy Montgomery was here to take my place, and she always does a good job. Oh, I know. We'll ask Stinky. He can tell me what happened. Stinky. Oh, well, I think I smell him. Hey, there you are.
Debbie, it is so good to see you here on this fine spring morning. But I want to know, Debbie, did you have a good time on your vacation?
I had an awesome time. The weather was warm, the food was awesome, the people were cool.
Yeah, but you know, but anyway, Debbie, did you bother to even listen to the show?
You know, I did. I tuned into TuneIn Radio, but dang it, I forgot about the time change.
Well, that's understandable.
Messed up.
Yeah.
Sorry. It was good. Sounded good. How'd it go for
you? Well, Debbie, you know, Debbie, it started out badly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then it got worse.
Oh, no. Are you sure?
And then it got a little better, and it finally ended it happily.
Oh, well, I guess that's good.
At first, I did not like that Nancy person.
What?
Yeah, I did not like her.
You're not.
No. But you know, it wasn't her fault. We found out she was under some kind of spell.
A spell.
And had turned into an evil queen and was intent on silencing Coast Community Radio and taking your place permanently as queen of radio.
Oh, my goodness.
And first of all, Debbie, and you are not going to believe this, she tried to steal the Scorcher cookies.
What? Huh? Well, that nerve, but wait a minute.
Yeah.
I have known Nancy for a really, really long time, and that is not the Nancy I know.
Well, it turned out, you know, an audience member and I managed to break the spell, and she snapped out of it. And, you know, she is really not such a bad person after all.
Yes, exactly, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I understand is that the moral to your tale is to not always trust your first impressions.
That is right, Debbie. Don't always trust your first impressions. Boy, you are really into morals and lessons and all kinds of good stuff like that, aren't you?
Well, this is a family show. You know, we're always trying to point the way for our listeners, young and old, to lead the right... to lead a good life, you know?
Yeah.
So, but thanks for all that. Hey, I think we should bring out our first act.
Debbie.
Okay,
yeah. First, there is something I want to ask you about, and, you know, I am confused over something that you humans do this time of year.
Huh, well, Mr. Troll, that doesn't surprise me, because you wander around confused most of the time.
Now, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Well, not all the time.
Most of the time.
No, here it is, Debbie.
Okay.
Now, here it is. Last Monday, April 22nd, was what you call, what is that called?
Earth Day. Last Monday was Earth Day.
Oh, yeah. Well, but what is this Earth Day anyway?
Wow. Earth Day has been going on since I was in college.
Well, that's a heck of a time ago, yeah.
April 22nd, 1970 was the first one. And now, worldwide, various events are held to demonstrate support for environmental protection
well,
here on
planet
Earth.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing.
There are events in more than 193 countries in the world. And in fact, they are coordinated globally by Earth Day Network. In fact, Earth Day in many places now expanded to include a whole week of activities.
Well, you know what, Debbie, this Earth Week, it sounds really good to me because we need to protect Mother Earth, don't we?
Yes, we do, Stinky, because Mother Earth is the only place we have, and environmental protection is a worthy goal.
Debbie?
Yeah?
Yeah. Did you know that as a, you know, just a crazy coincidence, we happen to have a representative from the Earth Day Network right here in the studio audience this morning.
Ooh, wow, that's so cool. Let's ask him to come out on the stage. Maybe he has some ideas he can share with us to help save our planet.
Well, here he is. Let's give him a hand.
Oh, hey, yay, Mr. Earth Day.
Well, thank you for inviting me here this morning. But before I give you some ideas, maybe you would be willing to share something you do, Debbie, to help Mother Earth.
Well, I'll tell you something. I am so good at not using plastic bags that my car is overflowing with reusable bags. Sometimes when I open my car doors, they just all fall out.
Oh.
There are many.
Wow, that's quite impressive. Now, Mr. Troll, how about you?
What do you mean, how about me?
What I mean is, what do you do to help Mother Earth?
Well, let me think. I'm thinking.
Well, out with it, Mr. Troll. Don't keep it a secret.
Well, you know, I do not take jetliners.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that no other human activity pushes individual emission levels as fast and as high as air travel? Most of us don't like to stop and think about its carbon impact.
Oh, well, that's quite true, but I thought the reason you do not use air travel is that TSA won't let you board a plane because of certain odoriferous concerns.
Well, no way.
But anyway, Mr. Troll,
good
for you.
Well,
but here are some other ideas we can all try.
Okay,
to
take
personal responsibility to end plastic pollution, like Debbie has.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always remember to take recyclable bags to the store and avoid using one-time bags, like Debbie has.
Yeah.
Ride a bike to work rather than drive a car. I don't think she does that, but maybe she could. Promote alternatives to fossil fuels.
Well, what are some of those alternatives?
Solar power, wind power, hydropower.
Okay.
Help make big plans for next year's Earth Day because it's the 50th anniversary.
Ooh, it sounds like a party.
Yeah. And finally, raise awareness about the accelerating rate of species extinction on our Mother Earth and what we can do to slow it down.
Well,
and no, Mr. Troll,
goats,
we will not make an exception for goats just because of one bad experience. Sorry.
Well, I'd like to add one more thing that I heard some people are doing. When they have dinner, you know, and lunch and breakfast, they don't use paper napkins. They use cloth.
Yes.
Cloth
napkins.
We
always do that at our house.
I'm glad to hear that there, Mr. Expert.
Well, there are many other things, Mr. Troll, I have to go, but thanks for having me on the show.
Well, Debbie, I have to go too, but remember everybody, that every day is Earth Day, and we are all in this together.
Yay! All right, Mr. Troll, you're on the right road today. Thank you very much. Those are some good reminders. Well, this is a crowded stage here today.
Well, you know, some
and,
of us are not as
and on crowded days at Troll Radio Review, you know you're going to be in for a real treat as this show goes on. We're going to get started here with Randy and Ray while they're getting up here and getting all settled. I want to let you know that tomorrow at, well, actually today, the Astoria Warrenton Seafood and Crab and Wine Festival is going on out at the fairgrounds, and it is really fun, very crowded, but really fun. There's music going on all day, wine tastings, awesome food. The oysters are amazing out there. Crab dinners, lots of music, as I said. And tomorrow morning, if you come on Sunday, it's a little bit mellower. And from 11 a.m. until 1:30, the Brownspeed Flats will be playing on the exhibit hall stage. So if you want to get down there, it's going to be really a lot of fun. It'll be a really good time to go to the Crab Festival. Well, I'm going to turn the microphone and the stage over to Randy and Ray.
All right. We're going to start without any more delay.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, we came out west together with a common desire. The fever we had might have set the west coast on fire. 2 months later, got trouble in mind. My baby moved out and left me behind. But it's all right, 'cause it's midnight and I got 2 more bottles of wine. Well, the way she left sure turned my head around. Seemed like overnight she just up and put me down. Ain't gonna let it bother me today, 'cause I've been working and I'm too tired anyway. But it's all right, 'cause it's midnight and I got 2 more bottles of wine. I'm 1,500 miles from the people I know. I'm doing all I can, but opportunity sure comes slow. Be in the sun all day, but I've been sleeping at a warehouse in West LA. And it's all right, 'cause it's midnight and I got 2 more bottles of wine. Pick it, Randy. People I know, doing all I can, but opportunity sure comes slow. I'd be in the sun all day, but I've been sweeping out a warehouse in West LA. And it's all right, 'cause it's midnight and I got 2 more bottles of wine. Yes, it's all right, it's midnight and I got 2 more bottles of wine.
Thank you. We're going to let Randy bathe his tortured throat here with some tea. And I don't even know who does this next song, Randy, besides us. Where did this come from? Eddie Raven. People have been raving about his performance for years.
Never fails. Never fails. 1, 2, ready, go. I just got tired of that same old job. Tired of fighting that freeway mob. You wouldn't know me with this golden glow. Soaking sun in Mexico. But I've learned to even speak the language some. Down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this golden glow. Soaking sun in Mexico. But I'm eating right and I'm living good. I'm doing everything said I would. I should have left a long time ago. He's got you, I got Mexico. I still love you, that's the way it goes. He's got you, I got Mexico. But I'm eating right and I'm living good. Woo. Doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago. He's got you, I got Mexico. Let's go on. Sorry about my voice. I'm sorry about this, but the fact is that I'm allergic to birch, and I have a beautiful birch tree in my backyard, and I'm not going to cut it down. So
I got a chainsaw, Randy.
No, it will live.
Okay, this next one is a James Taylor tune that George Jones made popular. A bartender, and I don't like my job, but I don't mind the money at all. I see lots of sad faces, lots of bad cases of folks with their backs to the wall. I need four walls around me to hold my life, keep me from going astray, and a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, keep me from slipping. I can light up your smokes, I can laugh at your jokes, watch you fall down on your knees. I can lock up this bar, gas up my car, pack up and mail in my keys. I need four walls around me to hold my life, keep me from going astray, and a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, keep me from slipping. Fills the air in this honky-tonk bar. I'm thinking about where I'd rather be, but I burnt all my bridges, I sank all my ships. I'm standing at the edge of the sea.
need four walls around me to hold my life, keep me from going astray. And a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, keep me from slipping. Walls around me to hold my life, keep me from going astray, and a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, keep me from slipping.
Thank you.
One more.
Huh?
Don't you do one.
No.
It's yours.
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
You're going to make it, Randy. Okay, Randy's swigging some more tea. He sings lead on this next one, so we'll see how it works out.
But if we stop, it's because my pride won't let me continue.
If you guys want to sing along and help him out, that'd be great. Everybody knows
Tom
this one.
Huh?
Yeah.
Tom Waits.
Okay. One, two, ready, go. Papa don't mind. Well, now we'll take a little time, keep it on the line, singing
one more time.
Stay.
He's singing my part, yeah.
A bit longer.
That's my buddy.
Stay. Please, 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 won't you stay with me?
I said, please, 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 say that you will.
Now the promoters don't mind, yeah, and the union don't mind. Well, now they'll take a little time, keep it on the line, singing
one more time.
Stay just a little bit longer.
Come on, everybody.
I said, please, 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 say that you will.
One more time.
People say just a bit longer. I said, please, 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 say that you will.
Thank you very much.
That was great. Hey, and I believe we can catch Randy and Ray playing every other weekend at the Supper Club. Is that right, Ray?
No, the second weekend of every month.
Oh, second weekend of every month, Supper Club. You can go there and have a meal and listen to some fine tunes. All right, well, we're going to get the Sharon Hartley Band up here, and while they are organizing themselves on stage, I'm going to tell you about some of the fine things going on in our community. There are many. Right here at Fort George on Tuesday night. The last Tuesday of every month, they have an awesome benefit for one of the nonprofits in our community. And this one is one of the most awesome. It's for the Astoria Arts and Movement Center. Starts at 4:30 here on Tuesday, goes on to 8:30 or so. There are going to be some really cool performances along with this one, so you'll get to be thoroughly entertained, and there'll be some amazing art pieces here. There'll be a raffle, and you'll hear a lot about what Astoria Arts and Movement Center is doing here in our community, and there are many fine things. You will be very impressed. So hope to see a lot of you here on Tuesday night, April 30th, around 4:30, and it's really going to be fun. Next weekend is a really big weekend here in Astoria for our kids. If you have kids, you need to take them to the old-fashioned days at the Flavelle House. So much fun. I really miss my grandkids being little for things like this. There are events all day long from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Their kids can make apple juice, there'll be badminton games, homemade ice cream, blacksmithing, croquet, and wagon rides with a horse. Really fun. It's a great event, so check out the Flavelle House next weekend with your kids. Also next Saturday, this has been a lot of people, over 30 performers, local talent, have been practicing for a Pete Seeger birthday tribute. He would have been 100 years old this May. So come and join us at the Performing Arts Center on 16th and Franklin Saturday night. This is sponsored by the Pacific Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Starts at 7 p.m. Awesome musicians, including the Brownsmead Flats, Perspicuity, Clatsop County String Band, Margaret Frimuth, Susie McCleary, Bob Lennon, Kit Ketchum. The list goes on. Dinah Urell, Bob Lennon. You'll just be shocked by the amazing gathering of talent. So hope to see you there. And I think we're ready to turn the stage over to the band, to the Sharon Hartley Band. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us. Hey, everybody, how's it going today? We're the Sharon Hartley Band.
Who are we?
We're the Sharon Hartley Band, everybody. Come on. Something new, yeah. dream is so bad. I think I'm the best thing you'll ever have. Yeah. Been too long. I know what I gotta do. Got to get out. Woo! Get something new. Hell yeah. Get something new, hell yeah. Thank you. Chicago, drive all the way out here. This is Sharon Harley Band. I'm Rebecca. These are all my dudes. This is Tim over here, Tim Wiley. That's Pat Lines right there on the harp. That's Flint Rice over there on the drums. And that's Jeff Garden on the bass. And Peter Orlando on the piano. Thank you all you locals for coming out today. We appreciate it. Butterfly, you better heal your wings. Go down.
Fantastic. Love it. Thanks so much, Sharon Hartley Band. Hope we'll see more of you around the community. Well, while we're getting the house band up here to wind up the show today, I want to let you know about a really great event happening Friday night, May 3rd, at the Liberty Theater, and it's free. This is put on by the community group La Voz de Comunidad, the voice of our community, and it is in celebration of Cinco de Mayo. There is going to be musicians and folk at a folkloric dance group, and lots of information about the culture that we so celebrate and admire and having in our community. It's from 4:30 to 7:30, and again, it's free. It's a great family event, really a good one because it ends at 7:30, so you can get the kids home and to bed if that's a big deal in your family. I don't think you'll want to miss that. So many great things going on. Hope we'll see you Sunday morning at the Crab Festival. We've got music here Sunday night right here on the stage. And that's another family-friendly event. The music starts at 8. This time it's Maurice and the Stiff Sisters. Sounds like a great power pop group out of Portland, I believe. So they do a really good job of getting diverse musicians in here on Sunday nights. Never a cover. It's fun for the whole family, so it's a good way to end your weekend. Okay, we have a lot of moving around here on the stage. So the last show I did was right after a pledge drive, and then I took off to Mexico. So I want to say a big thank you to all of you who support community radio in so many ways throughout the year, including these fine musicians who donate their time to come and play music to share with the community. So I'm going to turn the stage over to the house band.
Thanks, Deb. Good morning, y'all. We are going to start off with a little change of pace with a medley of fiddle tunes. Then we're going to play a few tunes that we'll be playing as the Brownsmead Flats next Saturday, a week from today, for the Pete Seeger 100th birthday concert at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria. So, and Gina will be there too.
Ready? come out tonight, come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gal, yeah, won't you come out tonight, dance by the light of the moon. Dance with the dolly with a hole in her stocking and her knees kept a rocking and her feet kept a rocking. Dance with the dolly and the hole in her stocking and dance by the light of the moon. Switch. Some for George beer. Beer, 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 beer. Let's go get some beer. Beer, 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 beer. Let's go get some for George beer. Beer, 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 beer. Let's go get some beer. Beer, 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 beer. Let's go get some for George beer. Beer, 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 beer. Let's go get some beer.
That song is one of the few songs that the Bierman Creek String Band actually ever recorded.
We are not the Bierman String Band, however. We are the Troll Radio House
These
Band.
These guys have... It's almost of our routine.
The stream sings it to the river. River sings it back to the sea. Sea sings it to the boat, carry you and me. Somos el barco, somos el mar. Yo navego en ti, tú navegas en mí. We are the boat, we are the sea. I sail in you. By many hands, the sea that we're sailing in touches many sands. Somos el barco, somos el mar. Yo navego en ti, tú navegas en mí. We are the boat, we are the sea. I sail in you. Well, the voyage has been long and hard, yet we're sailing still, and with a song we hold together now. If we only will,
somos el barco, somos el mar.
Yo Chris and me, we are the boat, we are the sea. I sail in you, you sail in me.
Danny!
Yes, the stream sings it to the river, river sings it back to the sea, sea sings it to the boat, carry you and me, somos el barco, somos el mar, yo navego en ti, tú navegas en mí, we are the boat.
Much awesome music. Well, I want to say a lot of thank yous, and then we're going to get anybody who wants to come up here, play music today, come on up and join us for the ending song. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. Okay. Well, maybe. We're going to do that.
I always like to double check. Okay. Hey, this was a great show. Thanks for coming out. We'll be back here on the last Saturday in May. You know, Blue Scorcher brings us cookies and coffee month after month. So if you get over there to buy bread, please tell them thank you, because they just do this out of the goodness of their kind hearts. Thanks, Brian and Roger, for the great engineering. You guys are the best. We love you. Thanks so much to Coast Community Radio and all of you supporters of our great radio station for letting things like this happen month after month, year after year. Keep supporting your community radio station and keep coming back. It's a lot of fun. So we'll see you in May. Thanks so much to the Sharon Hartley Band. Thanks, Randy and Ray, and our great Troll Radio House Band. You know, 4/5 of the house band happened to be in the Brownsmead Flats, so be sure to check them out tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. at the Seafood and Wine Festival out at the fairgrounds. It's always fun. Lots of great arts and crafts, and the food's awesome, and just a blast. You'll have a good time. So I'm going to turn it over to the house band, and we'll see you all next month.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go, me oh my. Go pull that B-road down the bio. My mom's sweetest one, me oh my. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya and crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see my Jeremio. Pick guitar, fill for a jar and be gay-o. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bio.
Thibodeau,
Fontenot, the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne, luring by the dozens. They dress in style, go hog wild and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bio. Well, jambalaya and crawfish pie and filet gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see my Michelle. Guitar, filter, jar.
Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bio. Here's Dan on the fiddle.